just want you to imagine what would happen if the residential market pricing dropped out by 20-30%. And there's a real possibility that could happen through valuations, basically from builders in the market not knowing what they're doing and underpricing values and underpricing jobs. And the reason I say that is because if the builder that doesn't know what they're doing actually underquotes, and if then the valuer sees that and does a comparison against other new builds, that can actually bring down the value of the whole market. And we've seen an example of that recently, a particular builder in our area, which I guess is desperate. They got themselves in a cash flow problem, been underpricing and living off job by job. And I had a valuer come back to me about a job recently. And he said, well, you know, compared to this particular builder, you're overpriced. To which my return flow was, one, don't compare me to that builder, and I'll explain to you why. So what's been happening is we lost a job to this particular builder once. And it was a friend of ours that I'd known for quite some time, a family friend. And she finally got her first home buyer's grant and was able to borrow, but her budget was very, very small. So she came to me and said, this is what I've got to spend. I said, look, unfortunately, we just can't help you out. I want to help you out. I'd love to build for you, but we just can't help you out. And she said, well, I've got a quote from this other builder. I'm like, well, one, I don't know how they can do it for what they want and for what she wanted. Anyway, so I had a look at it. I said, I'll help you out. I'll go through, check all your paperwork, it's right and everything. So she gave me all the information and we got her through the system. But what I did was I took their design and specifications and I put it through our estimating system. And when we priced it all up, it worked out that they were selling the home at $5,000 or just under $5,000 less than what our cost was without any profit overheads. So as you can imagine, these guys actually building a house and giving away and giving $5,000 away as well. So no doubt they'll have GST problems they'll be paying, superannuation problems they haven't paid, etc., etc. So it was quite alarming, and I said to her, look, I don't think this is a high risk for you. Then there's two things that can happen. One, you can get this house, move forward, get this house built, and you've got yourself an absolute bargain. The other one is that they go broke in between the build, and then you've got the problems where no one's going to be able to complete the build to your budget. Even their Fidelity fund won't be able to cover it. So it's a decision she had to make. So she actually moved forward on it. I followed her on Facebook to see how it was all going. And I'll admit, she got a fantastic deal. The inclusions that these guys put in, it was just obvious they had no idea what their pricing was because they gave everything to get the deal, to win that and build that house. They had top of the line features, they had bulkheads, they had LED lighting right throughout, they had strip lighting, you name it, it was a custom built top of the line quality home. And she was lucky enough to get it finished. But the point I'm trying to make with it was that sometimes when builders in the industry don't know what their pricing is or don't know what it costs them to build, it can drag the whole industry down, both existing homes and with new homes. And the proof was, when this valuer said, well, these guys, this was a house that so-and-so built, this particular builder, that's resold as a house and land package, and now X amount of dollars under you. So the valuer, being a valuer, was trying to justify how our price, which is, we know is exactly correct, with the right margins and everything to run the business, and the benchmarks for the building company and building industry, he was trying to justify how he could get our price up based on the price of this other builder that he'd been doing this for. So the really important message is that in the building industry, if you're not pricing correctly, one, it's not just about affecting yourself, but it's about affecting the whole industry. And with that, the valuers, as I mentioned, the valuers then start to look at pricing and they look at these comparisons. And valuers aren't educated enough to understand the full workings, ins and outs of a building company. And I'd mention this, gladly said to this valuer, I'm happy for him to sit down and go through our books and look at the numbers so he can understand that himself. And I've done that before with another valuer, and when it all came down, I looked at it and went, yep, your numbers are all fair and reasonable. So it's the ones that... it's the pricing that's below that the guys don't know. There are the ones that are going to affect the industry.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.